escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome into the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan.
Ooh-wee.
A little bit of a abbreviated version today. No Gavin Dawson. He is still getting himself taken care of. Blake Elliott, you just heard that from CA, the three-timer. And also, the Super Bowl winning Scott Brian Broaddus. So, us three will be holding you down until 11 o'clock. Broaddus will leave at 7. Blake will leave at 9. CA will be here the entire time. Khaki Kev will take over for me at 9 p.m. So we still got you covered on everything that's happening live and local here in the DFW. Your Texas Rangers lose 3-2 to the New York Yankees. We will recap that game, everything that's happening at Dallas Cowboys camp. There's a lot that's been going on. Brian Schottenheimer had a chance to talk to the media today about what he saw from yesterday's camp. We'll break that down. We got the Super Bowl winning scout Brian brought us to do that. And, of course, you still got all your regulars. G-Bag of the Day, LA Live. Do not worry. We will get you guys covered on here. When we come back, we will give you guys the trending stories as well as G-Bag of the Day as we continue on the show with the Expressway next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's Men's MSTClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In the nation. Welcome in to the G-Bag Nation. Blake Elliott, CA, the three-timer.
Got you down.
As well as Brian Broad, a Super Bowl winning scout. We're going to be doing an abbreviated G-Bag Nation show today. We'll be taking you all the way up to 7 o'clock for G-Bag Nation, then 7 to 9. Blake will still be here. CA will still be here. Broadus will say his goodbyes, and we will do Fan After Dark from 7 to 9. And then at 9 o'clock, I will leave. Kevin Walker will take over. It'll be Kevin Walker and CA from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. So stay tuned if you want to hear everything that happened in the world of sports here in the DFW. We'll be doing G-Bag of the Day here in about 5 or so minutes, and I'll hand off the baton. But before that, I want to let you know this. We're in the Expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts, bringing you commercial-free all the way to the top of the hour. This segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, cars.org, Cars for Kids.
Blake, before you go a step further,
okay,
Tolos want to know a couple things. Where's Lucius and where's Gavin Dawson?
Well, Lucius is in the Pimp Cup.
Okay, I thought that was him over there.
Making a sound crispy.
You didn't introduce him, so I want to make sure we heard him.
Lucius in the Pimp Cup. We still got two members of the G-Bag Nation here. Someone texted in, I'm good to hear CA planting that flag on G-Bag again. Let's go.
Got you down.
They also asked CA a question. Where's Zach and Eric been?
What had happened was, and Broadus, you can say this best.
Yeah. Young families.
Young families, and they just got back from California, and the kids, where's my daddy?
Yeah.
So they are daddy duty.
Yeah. And then someone else asking a pocket watching question, 877-881-1053, if you want to chime in on the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line. CA, what does the station pay you? What kind of bag to come in and do a six-hour show on short notice?
We're
talking
enough.
Millions?
Enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to ask you, is it the same amount they pay me when we do the draft for 18 hours in a weekend?
Broadus is the beast in here because he has 6 hour shows, nothing. Or a couple of shows. Yeah. Broadus, when they do the draft, I don't know how you do this.
I'll tell you what, I did this one time and it was pretty fun. I had to do a bet payoff because of some of crazy pick that I made over the weekend, and I bet that I would do everybody's show.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And I started with Sean and RJ, and I ended with Reggie.
I remember
and those guys, and that was a long day. That was to start the day at 5:30 in the morning,
that
and then
was
be
crazy.
Done. Reggie's like, man, I'll let you go at 9. You don't have to. I'm like, yeah, thanks, I appreciate that.
And didn't you do some long hours when you were with the Pizza-thon with KNC?
KNC, yeah, we did that
too.
Till
3 in the morning and stuff?
Yeah, we used to do the Pizza-thon. I always volunteered for the time slot because of the after, the after hours, because everybody was like struggling, like after midnight. And I was like, nah, man, let's go. Let's do this. Right. So I'd come in at 2 and work till 6. And then the funny part too was Jared Sandler would come in. And Jared would be like, inebriated.
Yeah, he'd come in straight from the bars.
Sleep on the couch.
Yep.
And then he'd get up and he'd run. He'd go downtown and run the turkey trot.
Right.
Well, you would be inebriated if you saw the Rangers pitching control today. The command was not there. Jack Leiter, I thought, had a good start. He fell behind in the count 3-1, lets that leadoff hit, and then strikes out second and third and looks like he's getting back to his command. And then that fourth inning has 3 walks, doesn't even get to face the next batter, and it was not. Hobie Milner comes in for him, gets him out of the jam, has a nice couple innings. He goes the most innings he's gone for the Texas Rangers this year. He goes 3 scoreless. I thought he had some nice plays. Adolis Garcia, though, 0-for-5.
Man,
runners on base
so bad,
in every opportunity for him. He left 9 on base.
7th in the 9th.
For Adolis Garcia. We'll recap that game more at 6 o'clock as we go around the bases and let you know how the Rangers fell 3-2 to the Yankees. They still win the series, but they get the loss tonight. They won't play again until Friday against the Phillies, so a day off for them to kind of recoup and get things all back where they need to be.
Oh, real quick, the Yankees are going to host the Astros beginning Friday.
They are.
The Astros lost to Miami.
Okay.
And hopefully the Yankees can continue the whooping. So, in other words, the Astros come back down to earth.
Yankees until the fourth inning, they had gone 18 scoreless innings. You know, they had that big explosion on Monday, but the Rangers pitching have been doing their things. Obviously, held them scoreless the other night when you had Evo on the bump. He goes 8 innings and only allows 1 hit, 1 base runner, exactly. But you're going to lose some, as Jared Sandler said, but I still liked what the Rangers had. I thought there were some good at-bats there. And like I said, we'll recap this game even heavier at 6 o'clock.
One last note, if the Rangers had swept them, It would have been the first time they swept the Yankees in Texas since 2010.
Wow.
If they had just got El Bambi off, if they had just gotten him to hit it in that center field somewhere.
No, El Bambi was not what you were hoping for. A lot of the people, Fred Davis texted me, said we should trade Adolis, and he said, oh, wait. He said, oh, wait, because obviously the deadline has passed. Let us know if you feel the same. 877-881-1053. That's the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line. Text into the show and let us know what you're doing on this. Okay, I always get my days mixed up. Wednesday? Today, Wednesday?
Yeah.
On this Wednesday, if you were enjoying the Rangers game like us three and watching, or if you're headed home from work, let us know what you got going on this Wednesday.
With 214 says, what time will y'all be topless? I thought KNC used to do that on topless Tuesdays or take it off Tuesdays.
I don't know. You tell me, Brian. Do y'all get topless
there
right now?
There was 9 o'clock. There was shirtless. There was shirtless at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So it was kind of a – there was a picture. There's a picture. We did this on a holiday. We all worked on a holiday. And I think it was that Jared was involved and all of us were involved. And then all of a sudden you see in the fan cam, the camera in Lucius's area, like there's nothing. And then all of a sudden Lucius comes straight.
Speaking of the
and
man.
We were all kind of like, everyone's like, so it was like, I think it was 9 o'clock. It was a 9 o'clock thing that they used to do. But we did it early for some reason.
Right.
Well, we can get excited.
Like they were filling in. Yeah.
Let's get excited early. I'm going to hand off the baton into the pimp cup for Lucius Alexander for G-Bag of the Day.
Jupiter booty. Can you twerk something? Jupiter booty. Can you twerk something? Have you guys heard that song before?
I just did right there.
That's, my God.
That was a great rendition.
Who was that?
Shorty got hair like Rapunzel. Something, 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 dum da dum do. Jupiter booty. Let me twerk something. I see it on Instagram, bro.
Jupiter booty be a great name for a boat.
Okay. I like that.
I was thinking a spaceship.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
You were thinking. I'm surprised. I'm happy about you.
Yeah,
doing that. All right, this is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, hit me up. My name is Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. I go by LA too if you see me in the streets. You can call me Lucius. It's fine. Shout out to that little dude that had, I say this respectfully, he had Tourette's. He was working at Tom Thumb. Thoughtful was talking to me. Wow. I thought it was some smoke.
Yeah,
right.
I thought it was.
He was just spraying.
He was
the room.
Just cussing and fussing. I was like,
look out.
Is this guy talking to me?
Was he looking at you?
Why he's putting up the carts? I was walking to my truck and I just heard all types of flippity flapping or flapping a flap. I was like, who's he talking to? He's got the okay. I got it.
You know what's? We had that habit. Chris Jackson, basketball player,
the basketball at LSU.
We didn't know he played. He was a teammate of Shaq's, and we were in the athletic dorm eating one time. And Chris gave it one of those. He goes, "Woo, wow, woo," you know, like kind of thing.
And we all looked
at each other like, "A man is a great basketball player, but what the hell's going on?"
Yeah,
and we later learned.
Yeah,
we later learned that's what
got
he had.
A little tick. He's got a little tick.
And he later became Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf,
one of the greatest shooters of all time.
That guy could. I mean,
Steph Curry before
like
Steph Curry when
yes,
it comes to
was.
The shot, bro.
It would be
yes,
inbound pass, two dribbles, and a shot. Is what we got.
And it's still wet to this day.
It's still wet.
Yeah. All right, our winner and champ so far, this is day three for Sean Sharif. We're going to the RJ and Choppy show where Tolo Ernesto, I like saying that.
Tolo Ernesto.
He's trying to help us.
Tolo Ernesto.
All the Tolos.
Yeah, he got charged up on.
Live on Sean and RJ.
Yo, what's up, guys? First time calling, man. It feels good to finally talk to you guys. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Thanks for listening.
So here's my thing. You guys got to stop letting Steven off the hook, man. I mean, Steven and Jerry, you guys are going to need to realize all this could have been avoided. If you would have signed Dak 2 years ago, we wouldn't be in this situation. CeeDee Lamb a year before, we wouldn't be in this situation. You guys got to stop letting Jerry off the hook.
Do you listen? Do you listen to this radio station or show ever?
Yes.
Okay, well, you sound ignorant.
Uh-huh.
Like because we do it, dude. Are you kidding me? Every single – did you hear
guys,
G-Bag last week?
About,
did you hear Gavin Dawson last week? Did you
I'm
hear us with Jerry last year? Turn him down. Turn him down.
No.
I can't
he said I'm talking
tweets.
About the Tolo.
He did.
And don't say you listen when you don't. You just expose yourself. I dealt with one listener over the weekend who kept saying, yeah, I wish you'd do this. Did you hear Clarence Hill tell Jerry Jones you're being disingenuous to his face? Come on now. Like, just admit you don't. I'd rather you admit you don't listen than lie. It's BS. Stop. It's ignorant. What?
I was just saying, he said he was talking about the listeners who just called.
He said.
What?
I said he was talking about the listeners who just called in.
What? I thought he was talking to us.
No, he said he was talking to the tell.
Ernesto, are you talking about us or the listeners?
Want to get away?
About the listeners, dude. I'm
all right. Put him down.
Pot him down.
That's Jerry cutting Todd off. John, no, Todd, you're not going to answer your question.
Ernesto.
You stop talking.
I accept my nomination for G-Bag of the day, week, month, and I apologize.
Nice.
I've got some thoughts about this.
Tolo, I'm surprised. Get in your bag, bro.
This is my second day.
Synopsis
audio.
Synopsis is firing right now. You better use it.
Yes. Yeah. Yesterday, I was just enjoying the clip, you know, trying to film it or whatever. Today, I had someone tweet at or whatever, and they go, I never heard him say, the caller, Ernesto, say at the Tolos at the beginning. And now I was really listening closely to that clip.
Said it twice.
It was not at the beginning.
It wasn't at the beginning. Sean was going off.
He said, don't you listen? Yeah.
So it makes sense why Sean didn't hear it at first, because he didn't start the call.
What is this? What, are you trying to kill the magic? Is this what happens?
No. He didn't start the call.
Do you watch a magic show trying to figure out how to do deal? So here's what happened, guys. Let me tell you.
He said
the magic behind everything.
All I'm saying is, Sean,
it's behind his hand.
I might have done the same thing. I might have done the same thing as Sean. I might have crashed out. Still voting for it.
The guy said it twice.
Yeah, he said it. You got to let
he
it
needs to say it with his chest. That's his problem. You got to say it with your chest.
All right, let's go to Alabama football right here. SEC.
Alabama.
And this has been sitting in the folder for a second, but I got. Hold on. This has been sitting in the folder for a second.
This song needs to be played like at pool parties, right?
Agreed.
Yeah,
like, it probably is.
No doubt.
On the beach, on the coastlines. Yeah.
It's funny you say that. It is on my playlist right here for pool.
Look out.
Cool. And the playlist is titled Poolside at the Delano.
I've seen a lot of Delano.
That's in Miami. The Delano
videos.
Hotel.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of TikToks that could have been this.
Any emojis next to the playlist name?
No, I don't have any. It's just a name.
By the way.
No, it says Poolside at the Delano.
Well, Delano is the Delano Hotel. That's the name of that. Delano.
I know. Appreciate you, bro.
South Beach.
Having my back like that.
Got you, man.
All right. Auburn football head coach Hugh Freeze. Now, this has been sitting in the folder for a second, but I got to get this out of here.
I don't really get hung up on the running back's weight, but it is good that you have some that have some girth to them. Yep. But there's no doubt you need length and girth in this league up front.
Wow. You're right, Hugh.
It was egregious to leave. You know, when he said up front,
yeah,
shouldn't have said that up front.
It's the long delayed Southern accent that makes it even more where it's just like he's not skipping by it. It's length and girth and up front. This makes it more emphasized. Great clip.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to try to let myself in. There we go. All right. What else we got on you boys?
Hugh.
Hey, Nancy Lieberman.
How many Hughes in the world nowadays? Many Hughes?
Many Hughes.
I think that's getting phased out.
Hughes is a very 1950s name.
Yeah. Your grandfather was Hugh in the 20s.
Well, yeah, like a Leave It to Beaver, Hugh Beaumont.
Yeah, Hugh Beaumont was daddy. Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Hugh Grant, the
Hugh
actor.
Grant. Hugh Grant.
Yeah. He's like 60, though, right?
Yeah, he is. He's my age.
There's no more Hughes out there.
Hugh's kind of a cool name.
Unless you're the third. You'd be Hugh the third, you know? And now you're going by Trey, so you're really hiding the hue in your name.
What's your name, sir? Trey.
Yeah, Trey.
Trey.
Hugh Johnson III.
Little Trey. Little Hugh.
Let's go to the Big Three podcast. Miss Nancy Lieberman, the great, the legend, Nancy Lieberman. Yeah, Dallas's own. She was talking to Chris Hayes and Michael Beasley. By the way, Michael Beasley's missing a tooth on the side.
Uh-oh.
What's going on, bro?
Sold it. Those that know, they know.
Listen to Nancy talk about Jeff Teague like this.
I mean, like it or don't like it, when I don't agree with Jeff Teague, who I read something today said that, you know, Caitlin Clark, well, she's just a good player. She's not a great player. Jeff.
He said that?
I love you. You weren't a great player. Okay? You were serviceable. I know you made the All-Star team one time. I'm sorry. If we're going to. If we're going to be honest, I'm happy for your career.
We won't honest.
Jeff,
I'm happy for your career.
Damn. But you tripping. Kaylin's great. She got like.
She is great.
Wow, bro.
I appreciate Nancy bringing it.
Wow.
You bring that smoke.
Yeah.
Wow. Last one, too. Browns writer Mary Kay, what's her last name?
Cabot.
Yeah, Cabot. She's good. She's
is that Harry Potter?
No.
What did she write?
It's who wrote Harry Potter? I thought it was a guy.
Guy did not write Harry Potter.
Was it a lady?
Her name was the other option.
I don't think her name was. She got initials. She got initials.
I thought, okay, so who is Cabot?
R.L. Stein.
There we go.
Is that right?
It's R.L. Stein.
That's a girl, right?
No, I'm just joking, bro. That is a writer, but it's not the one you're thinking about.
I want to say a girl wrote Harry Potter.
That's all right. Fantastic to tell you. All right, yeah.
J.K. Rowling.
There we go.
And by the way, Hugh Jackman, Total texted in. Don't forget about Wolverine on the Hughes.
Okay.
How old is he, like 55?
He's at least. My age.
They don't. Ain't no young
Hughes. Ain't no young Hughes out
young
there.
Hughes out there.
Yeah, like a young Ernest.
Right.
I looked at that baby and named it Ernest. Right. Yeah, right.
So Ernest.
Yeah, she takes a shot at Bill Belichick. I've been sitting on this one, too. My man Zach played it on a Monday, so I gave him some space.
Bill Belichick was the first Browns coach I ever covered. You see, if you start out with Bill Belichick, no one can rattle you after that. If Bill didn't like something I wrote, he'd call and yell at me. If you asked a dumb question, he'd call you out.
Toxic.
Eventually, I had to learn to stand up to him. During one of those yelling matches, I told him, if you don't have the footballs to say that to the guys, then don't say it to me. Bam.
Take that, bucko.
Yeah.
Bam.
Your hoodie wearing
but
bum.
Now, I totally understand why Bill gave me such a hard time. I was 28 at the time, and he just couldn't relate to a woman that old.
That's fine.
Ask his new girlfriend.
That's a poet.
Mary Kay, she did a good job covering. She covers the Browns. Yeah, she's good.
Yeah. Okay. Really good. Yeah. Okay. Any more clips? Is that all of them? All of them? Yep.
That's it for now.
Okay. Yeah. So is Sean going to be a three-time winner going off on Ernesto? Are we going to have Miss Cabot going off on Bill Belichick? I feel like I already know where my vote's leaning. What were the other two again?
Oh, sorry. I was reading the fantasy.
No, you're good.
Talking about the other Hughes?
Sean, the Big Three podcast
Big
with Nancy
Three
Lieberman.
Going off on Jeff T.
Yeah.
And I think we have one more now.
No, I don't think so, man.
My vote's going to Sean. Three-timer.
We said Lucius? Hugh, right? We said Hugh, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with Sean.
Sean.
Crashing out and then have to come back.
CA?
In hand.
Sean.
Yeah.
Take us home, Brian.
I'll vote for the Hall of Famer, Miss Cabot.
Well, the score of 3-1, Sean becomes a three-time G-Bag of the Day. Or going off on our boy Ernesto. We'll see if he can make it four times tomorrow, which you will have Eric Chia follow back tomorrow for the voting process. So all of you G-Bag listeners know that you'll have Eric Chia follow back for that. You'll have Blake and CA after a Fan After Dark, and you will have the Fan Phenom following G-Bag at Jake's Burger and Saxy.
And for all the Tolos who are texting in, because they listen and they're longtime listeners, the 9 o'clock thing that the KNC used to do, no shirt 9 o'clock.
No shirt 9 o'clock.
That's what they called it.
No shirt 9 o'clock.
We might do that tonight.
We might have to do that tonight.
You call it earlier, Chris?
I don't know.
Say naked at noon or something? What you say?
Oh,
you
I was saying bucket
crazy.
Naked Wednesdays.
We are getting. We got three or four song or questions about the song Lucius. People saying, "What is the pool song Lucius was playing? Y'all, the song. What is it?" So, are you gonna gatekeep it or are you gonna let
they
people
love
know?
That song?
Yeah, might gatekeep it right there. Mm-hmm. But she's homeless. Just Google "but she's homeless." All right, let's get into a butt naked Wednesday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Let's fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
Tulo Ernesto.
Everybody get high.
Sure.
your top three favorite things about your girlfriend?
She's got a family thing going on, and she hates me sometimes, hate and love. Dysfunction is like...
No, what's your favorite, what's your top three favorite things about your girlfriend?
My favorite. Okay. She just does what I don't know. It's complicated. She does what I want her to do, so... And she'll drive my car if I don't want to.
Okay, so what's your favorite thing about your girlfriend?
Exactly. Because she will go over and beyond, you know, to check on her, man. So, that's
it. It's Butt Naked Wednesdays.
We can do that.
Butt Naked Wednesdays.
Is that Diego Maradona, the English version?
This is LA Live for Wednesday, August 6th. 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first time, last time, and long time listeners of the station. And shout out to Miss Erica Badu. Peace, 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 peace to the gods.
Dallas is on.
Peace to the gods and earths out there. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. All right. See what I got for you boys lined up. I got a question for the Tolos here that I asked on Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook at Lucky Lucius P. That's not even an at, right? It's just Lucius Alexander, L-U-C-I-O-U-S.
No ads, right? On Facebook? I don't use Facebook, so don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Facebook's pretty cool, man, when it comes to, like, the response.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Our boss made me follow him the other day, so that's the only reason I've gotten on in the last 12 months.
Showing off his photos of his dogs.
No, Tim wanted me to see the movie reviews.
Tim, okay. I gotcha.
It's good for keeping up on birthdays, by the way, too.
Yeah, they really will let you, they will remind you.
Isn't that kind of disingenuous when you wish someone a happy birthday that you don't actually talk to? Never mind.
I want you to have a good day.
There's nothing like
if that's the only text you send them in 12 months.
No, because you don't go on Facebook, you don't know. The Facebook birthday shout is one of the greatest of all time. You might get 200.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like that. And yeah. it makes your day. Yeah. Makes you feel good.
Yeah. You're right, buddy.
It makes you think about somebody you hadn't thought about in a while. Yeah. It's not about them thinking about you.
I stop wishing people a happy birthday that I don't talk to. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm alone. If I don't talk to you, I'm not wishing you happy birthday.
That's fine. You know. Yeah. What does your shirt say?
I don't give, and it has a donkey and a mouse.
A rat.
Yeah, a rat.
A rat's donkey.
Okay. All right, let's get the vibe right. On a Butt Naked Wednesday. Time is going by so fast, y'all.
It is.
Oh, I heard the song
it's
in a while.
Just flying. It's the vibe right here, Chris.
Donna right. Summer.
Here's the question, folks.
Sing it, Sia.
Man, she can sing it.
Yes.
And they told the world just how you felt.
Very 1977, huh, Chris?
Yeah. I'm telling you, that song hurt me. Made me cry. A hole in your
all right, here's the question. What is extremely unhygienic?
Oh, jeez. Our bathroom here at the work.
But the most people just seem to do it anyways. What is extremely unhygienic, but most people seem to do it anyway?
They will pick up food off the ground. You drop
kiss
food.
It up to God.
Yeah, five second rule.
They pick up the five second rule.
Isn't that crazy?
You can drop a piece of pizza on the ground and people will just immediately pick it up.
I feel like someone made up the 5 second rule, and almost all of us have just lived by that theory. That probably is not true.
Very unhygienic.
I would say probably not washing your towel as often as you should.
Ah, I like that one. I do like that one. You got to keep that towel clean.
Or how about the bed
clean.
Sheets? Like bed sheets.
The bed sheets. Yeah. I do those once a week.
Yeah.
I definitely try to get those towels in.
Pillowcases?
That's all. Yeah, all that stuff.
I got to do that because I have dogs and they like to jump on my bed when I'm not there. So I definitely have to keep it clean.
How about a text not washing your hands after using the restroom?
Layup right there. That's a good one. I like that.
How about coughing into their hand?
That's just nasty. And then they shake your hand.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah. You know, I think more people doing it in their elbow.
I'm an elbow guy.
But a lot of people cough right in their hand. Hey, how you doing, Bob? Long time no see.
Yeah, just brainless. Hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I got answers like this one on my Facebook. Uh-huh. Keep their shoes on when they get home.
Oh,
walk around the house with your shoes on.
Mm-hmm. That's nasty. People do that? That's nasty. Keep their shoes on in their house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, never.
Yeah. I got like a special pair of shoes that I wear in the crib.
You got slippers, yeah?
Yeah, I got slippers. Yeah.
I work with Mr. Rogers.
Very happy tomorrow.
This is what's on a sweater.
Not just Mr. Rogers, Mr. Robinson, Eddie Murphy, yeah. Saturday Night Live.
Hell yeah. Every time I move in the neighborhood, y'all move away. laying on your bed with outside clothes on, one Tolo said. That's nasty.
That is,
before.
That's, yeah.
People don't think about that.
Bringing food and beverage into the restroom.
Ooh.
I knew a scout with the Raiders that called me one time. He was eating a cheeseburger
on the toilet.
Sitting on the toilet. He said, hey, I wanted to ask you about this player. I'm like, where are you?
That's pretty high up there on the nasty level. I can't lie. If you're eating while using the restroom.
Yeah, you're a different breed, bro. Coughing over food. How about coughing over food? Yeah. At the table.
If it's your own, is it NASA or if it's someone else's?
If it's your own, that's fine. But is anybody else at the table?
Agreed.
At the table. Are you by yourself?
Yeah. Agreed, yeah.
All right. If you're by yourself, you're okay.
I eat by myself.
So. All right. Keep the lid up while flushing. Somebody says that's nasty.
That must be a woman.
What? Have y'all ever closed it and
listen,
flushed?
Women get mad because guys leave the seat up.
Up, yeah.
And they're like, you left the seat up.
But
so women get mad if you pee on the seat.
Oh, yeah. Anybody should. But even if you're flushing the toilet, wouldn't you close the lid after? I wouldn't close the lid, then flush the toilet, and then walk away. That seems like bad order of practice, even if I were going to have the lid closed after I leave the restroom.
Whatever you do, wipe it off if you leave it down while you're taking a leak.
You got to watch your progress.
Somebody said on the fan text, what is outside clothes? The clothes you've been wearing
all day.
All day. You've been at work with them and everything. Uh-huh. Outside clothes?
Mow the lawn.
Oh my. You mow the lawn.
Somebody said, what is outside clothes?
Yeah.
Putting your suitcase on the bed.
Especially if you've checked your bag.
But it's a hotel bed, so.
In your own. I came home from California the other day.
Uh-huh.
That thing was in the belly of an American Airlines plane, 777.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I put that bad boy on the ground. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What else we have right here? Touching the seasoning jars with meat juice on your hands.
That's pretty.
That sounds like a barbecue guy.
I'm just telling you, man, always wear a towel, like a utility towel on your belt.
There you go.
That's
it. Yeah. Tell the truth.
Yep. Look at you, brought
it. Put it over the shoulder. I'm getting loose inside some Gatorade Dallas Cowboy towels.
Oh, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, when they get back in town and we're getting those blue towels and stuff. Yeah.
You need I imagine Broadus when he's cooking, he's got it in his front waist like he's a quarterback.
I put the towel through my belt and I am always wiping my hands with the towel. Always.
And then Broadus goes, here we go.
Yep.
He's making
put eye black on.
Right.
Here we go. This Tolo right here said eating peaches, I think, because he had like a little peach emoji.
Oh.
Eating and it had a peach next to it. He said it's unsanitary. Uh-huh. It takes a lot of trust to do that. You know what I mean?
A lot of trust.
So you did wash up, right?
Yeah. There's how many questions you ask before you do that?
This morning? Is that okay?
Yeah. How many questions?
No. If you've got to ask questions, you're doing it wrong. You need to see the process.
yeah, you're right. You're right. I want to see it nice and soapy. Yeah. Nice and
I don't
soapy.
See any suds.
See that coast all over it?
Yeah. What is extremely unhygienic, but most people seem to do it anyway?
Pee in the shower.
Oh, man, I love peeing in the shower.
Is that unhygienic?
I think you get it on your feet. I think
that's bad aim, Brian. How are you getting it on your feet?
I'm just saying, but when you do it and the water collects.
I don't do it last.
No. Brian, you stand at the end of the shower and you use... You know, you use number one towards the head of the shower and towards the drain. I'm not standing in between the drain.
I'm just telling you sometimes that area, it puddles a little bit. I'm just saying.
If you ever get stung by a jellyfish,
you're supposed to pee on
your foot.
Yeah. Yeah, I go in the ocean, so I ain't getting stung.
I like to pee in the shower. You know, you're a smart man. Don't go in the ocean, dog. It's not worth it.
I'm just saying. The most like hygienic guy I know, and peeing in the shower.
I'll pee in the shower. Yeah,
like
it's amazing.
No,
but I do it first too. I do it first too. Yeah. So it's not like afterwards.
On? Yeah.
Yes, oh, yeah. Of oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Water on.
I don't like pull back the shower curtain and just pee in the shower.
I've thought about that before when I was hammered.
No, I don't blame you, dog. You can't miss.
It's a wide berth.
Here's another one. When people lick their fingers to separate papers, this guy doesn't like that.
Oh, on the same licking. Tip, two different Tolos
to mark that.
On the same licking subject. Tolos are texting in. about letting a dog lick your face or having a dog lick something off of your kid's face.
Wow, okay. What a text.
I love when Cleo kisses me on the face. She knows I don't like it too, so she'll get like a little quick one.
As long as you don't lick her back.
No, I don't lick her back. I don't lick her back. I did try to bite her and she bites me. Oh. You know, you act like you're biting your dog. Yeah, yeah. Right, right. I was like, oh my God.
And then you have a scratch on the face.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, she's about to tear me up. Seasoning their meat / chicken in the kitchen sink. Somebody says that's unsanitary.
Yeah.
Wearing house slippers and pajamas outside.
I've seen people fly with them now, Lucius.
Okay, so
people,
I don't mind.
People fly with pajamas on now.
I don't mind. It matters what time we're leaving that plane. What time does that plane leave?
Agreed.
Does it leave in the times where I might be wearing pajamas anyway? Fine.
But if
it's like midday, you know, afternoon, no, man. Put on some clothes, bro.
It could be a whole segment on airport etiquette and all the unwritten rules. So
we got.
When we were named Hugh, we used to wear ties.
Yeah. And smoke mad cigarettes. We were unfiltered.
Lucius, you got a lot of Tolos texting in that said, if you roll your own, I'm paraphrasing, you roll your own and you lick it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you pass.
Yes. Yeah, brothers be making out with that thing. Well, I got this wood, cuz. Yeah, and then
who
share
sees
it.
No stems, no sticks, no big.
Share a toothbrush with your significant other. That is in love right there. That's love.
Yeah,
that's
love.
Toothbrush.
That's love.
Living with animals in your house. Potluck dinners, they said, is nasty.
Wow.
Hold on.
Potluck dinners aren't bad.
That's weed.
Sorry about that. Another Tolo says thongs.
Thong.
Extremely unhygienic. I'm trying to get through these real quick.
What?
When people let their children lay on public floors.
Okay. Yeah, airport again. Man, I see kids laying all over the airport floor. Yeah.
We need to bring back spankings.
I've never hit my son.
We need to bring him back.
I've never hit him in my life, but he is getting close to it. He's getting close.
I'll bring him back. When Blake's a dad, I'll bring him back.
Yeah. You might get a headlock or something out of me soon.
Yeah.
Not regularly. I can't say that.
Regularly.
There it is.
Washing their reusable cups, tumblers, or water bottles.
That's true.
Okay, so that's unsanitary.
Use a dishwasher.
Pumping gas without washing or sanitizing your hands afterwards.
He has a gasoline.
I'm guilty of that.
Me too.
I'm guilty.
That's a real clean freak, I'm going to be honest. I don't do that.
But during the pandemic, I did. But during nowadays, I pump gas on the way over here.
And they got most of them got the little gel thing where you can wash your hands off.
Right there.
I just walk by it like there's no tomorrow.
Me too. Yeah.
My gosh, that's crazy.
I know, you're right.
You could use the windshield wiper in a pinch. The little windshield wiper situation they have.
The squeegee. Yeah.
You can just
dip your hands in the water?
In a pinch. Worse than that.
Why just go and just splash some on your face while you're at it?
Get you some sanitary situations. I got some in the console. So I lift it up. It's just all types of sanitary stuff in there. Mm-hmm. Somebody said washing chicken is unsanitary. Passing the blunt.
Yeah.
People rely. What? He said people haven't changed their air filters in 5 years.
You got to change that.
I change mine once a month.
I'm about with you. At least every 3 months. Summertime, several times.
With Amazon, you could buy the packs of filters. Mm-hmm. It makes a difference, folks. I'm telling you that.
Are you talking Home Depot? House.
The house. I'm telling you what. Those things get clogged
and
up
and
dirty.
And your bill will go down.
Yeah, absolutely. And the air blows colder, too.
Sure does. Clean air.
Having pets in your house is unsanitary, somebody said.
Wait a minute.
Washing your hands after touching money. Kissing strangers in the club. You're going to hit some things on your lip. You do that, bro.
That's when I was named Hugh.
Yeah.
Back in the Hugh days.
Mechanics eating their lunch without washing hands. Yeah. Floating in the river is very unhygienic, this Tolo says.
Razzles.
Only if you fall in, right?
You gotta do what you do.
What's that one in Austin, though, Chris? The Travis? Travis.
Lake
Bronzeville?
Yep.
So that's another one you float. Yeah. That seems like a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's not a lot of fun. Unsanitary.
And what is extremely unhygienic, but most people seem to do it anyway, this Tolo says, listening to Bobby Belt on the regular. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
Thank you, Lucius Alexander.
That was great.
Giving us a nice little time.
As always.
Nice time here in LA Live. Well, It's fun hanging out with you. It's fun hanging out with you boys. We got CA, we got Brian, we got Lucius. I'm Blake Elliott. And when we come back, we'll go around the bases and let you know what happened in Jack Leiter's start and why both the Garcias are not playing well right now for your Rangers.
That's summer madness.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.